It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Let's welcome him in this morning with a hearty and healthy good morning. Hi, Pat.
Yes, and good morning to you. Hope you got all your problems solved. Did you?
Most of them.
Okay.
Most of them. For some reason, my Vimeo camera is sucking up power on the audio section. I don't know why. My batteries in that normally last a week or two, but I put some new batteries in it just the other day, and that they're already running down. So all I can think of must be batteries that are in the pack that are bad, because normally, you know, that's that can be the only explanation. So, but other than that, everything's going just fine.
Yeah, weather-wise too. Sun, some clouds, low 80s today, partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. A partly sunny Thursday in the low 80s. Could be a shower, thunder shower Thursday night. I think Friday now will just be a partly sunny day. And the high's going to be well into the 80s. So very warm on Friday.
Yay.
Yep. And then the cool front goes by and very cool on Saturday. In fact, I think I'll probably be tweaking the forecast. Changeable skies, unseasonably cool, windy on Saturday. Maybe a shower or two in the afternoon. I don't think we're getting out of the 60s on Saturday.
Now, what about Saturday night? How is it going to be chilly Saturday night?
Saturday night will be chilly. We'll be in the 40s.
Jeez.
And Sunday, Father's Day, we'll get into the 70s, and it'll be sunny and breezy. So, again, the coolest day will definitely be Saturday. No doubt in my mind.
So we might need some additional blankets on the bed on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, and yours truly will be up at the lake. We'll be coming back from the dance like around 12:30 in the morning. So, yep, that sounds like a good idea.
Gosh, you might even see your own breath.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So it's definitely chilly. But, you know, it is the last weekend of spring. Enjoy it because, you know, it's possible. It's possible. I didn't say it will. It's possible it could be the last time we see so much in the way of cool air. But I see the pattern basically holding on a cool trend. Maybe not as cool, but a cool trend holding right into next week. And of course, Tuesday of next week, summer officially arrives.
All right. We have a new viewer on our Facebook Live, Calvin. Calvin Kendall. I don't know where he's from. So Calvin, if you're still watching, just drop us a note. Let us know where you're from.
Okay.
Calvin. Always, you know, there's certain names I always liked, and Calvin's one of those names, because it's not a name that you hear a lot, you know what I mean?
I like Calvin. I also like Colby.
Yeah, Colby, yep, Colby.
I like Colby, but I think that's a different name.
Like my name is so generic, Marshall Miles. You hear so many Marshalls and so many Miles, and so my name is like a wash, you know, it's meh.
I don't know, it's still not all that common. I don't think it's all that common. Not as common as, I mean, really, not as common as Pat. Pat's got to be, you know, a very, very common name. Now, of course, if I use my original birth name, Pasquale, that's a different story.
There you go. So that's what we mean. So Pasquale is a different name.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's just like if I had my father's Jewish name, my first name would be Moish.
Moish Miles.
Yeah. So thank God my father changed his name.
Yeah, really.
See, his name would have been Jacob. Jacob. But that's not too bad.
Jacob's not bad at all.
No. But of course, in show business, Jacob Mileff didn't go, so he changed his name to Jackie Miles.
Okay.
And so that's what gave me the double M. Marshall. And of course, my mother then named everybody in our family with two M's. There was Marshall Miles, Milan Miles, my sister, Mitchell Miles, my oldest brother, and Mark Miles.
Well, that's pretty cool.
What was great about it, especially for me, hand down clothes.
All right.
If things were monogrammed, it fit everybody.
I watched, I would guess maybe the first hour of America's Got Talent last night.
How was it?
You know, they put these two guys on. We didn't know what they were going to do, but one guy stayed behind electric piano, and the other guy came down into the audience and had different cards, and he told each of the judges to pick two cards. And they picked two cards, and they put them on stands in front of the judges. And then what he was going to do is he was going to do an impression of each one of the songs that were on those cards that the judges picked. Incredible. I mean, he did one song as Donald Duck. He did another one as Kermit the Frog. And even when they got to Simon Cowell, Simon Cowell picked his own name. Simon Cowell, and you should have heard him do Simon Cowell. I was floored. He was excellent. The audience went wild for him, and the audience went wild for this group from the Philippines who did rap, breakdancing, and, you know, with, you know, put a lot of athletic stuff into it. That was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I never, ever saw the audience go so wild. And, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, these acts, you know, if they do win and they go to Vegas, they're made for life.
Now tell me, how many, over the course of the season, how many acts qualify to get to Vegas?
By the time they get to the very, very end, they're like 10. And then, of course, it is the audience that votes. And they go from 10 down to 8, down to 6, 4, 3, 2, boom.
Because they also have that button, that golden button, which puts...
The gold button they got. Yeah, there was someone last night that got the golden button. I'm trying... Marshall gave it to... I think it was a girl.
Now, do they... The people that get the golden button, do they get to go to Las Vegas automatically, or do they get to go to the round where the cutoffs begin to go to Las Vegas?
They get to go to the live rounds. Right, they don't have to go through any more auditions. They go right to the live rounds, which is like the finals, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand that. Yeah. You know, I like Googling the different acts now. I don't watch the whole show.
Right.
I Google the different acts because it's nice to see the emotion of the crowds and the people.
Yeah. I think it's a great show. I mean, I really do think it's a great show, and I think, you know, it's like one of the only shows around right now that we have a variety of talent when you think about it.
And remember when we were kids, the variety shows that were on TV, I mean, and they were all great. They were all great. I mean,
yeah.
You know, hour-long variety shows. And now it all started off with the Ted Mack Comedy Hour.
And then went to Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan, and you had Carol Burnett. I mean, you can go down the whole list of Smothers Brothers. They included comedy skits. They included all sorts of different acts.
Yeah. That doesn't really live today, does it?
No, because they do reality TV because it's inexpensive. You don't need any writers. You know, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, you don't need to change sets. You don't need any of that. You know, yeah, you're right. You're right. Everything is, you know, let's cut the box and make more money. You're right.
And so that's, I mean, that's the whole, you know, used to hear, remember every once in a while, the writers would go on strike and TV would come to a complete shutdown.
Correct.
Now that doesn't happen.
No.
It doesn't happen.
That's because most of the writers have nothing to strike about, if you know what I mean.
There's nothing to strike about. And also, there's not that many shows that you require a whole cast of writers.
Right. Yeah, things have changed big time. Yeah. They've really changed big time when you think about TV and how it used to... you know, I think about the kiddie shows that I used to watch. You know, Officer Joe Bolton in the clubhouse. I forgot the captain with Popeye. The Three Stooges. I mean, you know, these are the things that we watched as kids growing up, and I guess nowadays it's, you know, a much higher caliber, no doubt about it.
Well, even the kids' shows, there was a variety show that which was hosted by, what was it, Donald Duck? I forget what it was, but it would feature a variety of different cartoon characters, and they would, and even that was like a variety show.
Yeah.
But what the heck? We're getting old, Pat. We're getting old.
Time marches on. You got it.
Anyway, time marches on and we crawl on.
Yeah, really.
All right, let's go over this forecast, which sounds pretty good to me.
I think, the next couple of days, you'll be partly sunny, low 80s today and tomorrow. And then I think it'll be partly sunny and actually very warm on Friday. That's just before the cool air gets here, 85 to 90. And then a couple of showers Saturday afternoon, windy. Highs, I think, are going to stay in the 60s, and then we'll bounce to the 70s with sunshine on Father's Day.
And 40s on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Low 40s or mid-40s?
I think mid-40s.
All right. Jeez. I hope it stays in mid-40s. I don't feel like, loading up with the furnace is off, and I'm not putting it back on.
Right. Why should you?
I am not putting it back on. Mm-hmm. So, all right there, Pat. I guess we'll check with you mañana.
Okay. That sounds good, Marshall.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.